is special. I don't know about you, but it is a time of, it's a time of year that you get to be spontaneous. If you want to be spontaneous, mothers don't care if you plan it or if it's just like you just decided that morning to go get donuts for them. Moms don't care, do we? We just like to be recognized on that day, right? I know. Yes. Amen. Come on, give them one more round of applause. I love it. And so I love Mother's Day, one, because I'm a mother. And even Mary said about Jesus, her son, that she pondered the things in her heart about Jesus and she treasured them. And so these are my treasures. Take a look. Oh, isn't that cute? I know. I mean, that just makes me so happy. I look at it, it makes me happy, aw, and it makes me laugh. And thing one and thing two, and it still hasn't changed. They're still thing one and thing two, right? And now they're all grown up. Oh, I know. Oh, it just makes me cry. I just can't help it. It just brings tears to my eyes. And something about a mom that it doesn't matter. Our kids are just with us, whether they're here in the room or not. And our mothers are with us, whether they're here in the room or not. I don't know about you. Some of you, our moms are in heaven. But I know for a fact that my mom is dancing this morning, and she's going, it's my day, you know, I'm sure that that's my mom. So I'm just glad you're here, and I want you to have fun. It's going to be lighthearted, but yet I also want to give you a word. So I want to talk about family a little bit right here. We are family right here in this room, right? We're family. And so... You know, anybody have those, like, really crazy people in their family? Oh, see, y'all know who they are. Who was the crazy person in their family? Go ahead, raise your hand. I know it. Y'all would own it. I love you people. You're just like, I'm the crazy one, and I get it. I own it. And then there are those families that are like, you know, my family, we're kind of low-key normal. We don't have any really crazy people, right? Right, how many people, how many families are like that? You know, we're pretty normal. And we got any normal families in here? Yes, we're all crazy. I know, that's how I'm feeling. I'm telling you, I grew up in a family with two brothers and two sisters. I'm next to the youngest, and y'all, I ain't lying, they did some crazy stuff, right? Not me, they did, right? They were crazy. I could tell you some stories, but, you know, I'm not going to go too crazy on them, but just want you to know, it doesn't matter if you're the crazy person, if you're not or not. We're your family, right? And you're going to go to the mat for your brother. You're going to go to the mat for your sister. Somebody tries to say something against your brother or your sister, what are you going to do? You know what you're going to do. You're going to bow up. You're going to bow up, and you're going to say, get to stepping. You know, you're just going to be like, don't even think about it, because... I've never had a fight before, but I will, you know, I will do it. And I've never had to do that before, but I would do it. If it came to that, you better watch out. So those karate lessons that I never took, they're just going to come out. Wah! You know, those MMA fights that maybe I've watched a couple, but I just really don't know. You better watch out. I'm going to pin you and you're not coming up. You know, that's what we do for family, right? So I love music. I always think of songs that make me think of family. And so I've come up with a few songs this morning. And I'm going to say the first line, and then I'm going to let you join in with me. All right, you ready? You ready? We'll have a little sing-off. Have a little sing-off with me. And so the first song is straight out of the 60s from this dynamic duo called Sonny and Cher. And they said this. They said, babe, bum, I got you, babe. Come on, bum. Yeah, give yourself, yeah. See, there's a few people in this crowd that know that song. And then there's a song from the 80s that came out. It wasn't released first in the 80s. It was released in the 70s. And it's a little song. If I had a partner right here, I'd lean right up on him. And I would say, lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, yeah, I'll help you. Oh, yeah, woo, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, all right, so now you got that one. So this one came out, this was a TV show in 1995 called Friends. You might, if you know this, fill in the little blanks. You ready? Hope we get the keys right, but you know what? We're going to go with it, right? Okay. I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before. Yeah. Aww. Yes, that's what family does. All right, so two more. We're almost finished. So this is for the younger generation, probably the teens and the 20s. And there was a Disney movie that came out, and they would start it like this. Put your hands together. Together, 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 everyone. Together, together. Come on, let's have some fun. We're all in this together. And once we know that we are, we're all stars. And we see that we're all in this together. And it shows when we stand hand in hand. Make our dreams come true. Yeah, that was beautiful. All right, I'm gonna end with this one because I know y'all all know it. Everybody knows it in this house. It was in 1979. The Shirelles came out with it, and they said, 1, 2, 3, 4. We are family. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got all my sisters and me. Sing it now. We are family. Come on, get up, everybody. Get up, everybody. Sing. Yes. Come on, give yourselves a hand. Y'all, all of those things, they tell a little bit about what family does. And family is fun most of the time, but sometimes family's not so fun, right? You ever had an argument or a fight? Or, you know, I mean, that's what we do as family, but we love each other no matter what. And, you know, I remember a few years ago, we were in Georgia, all of our family's in Georgia, and I'm a little Georgia peach from a long time ago, but I'm a Texan now, don't worry. I like it. I'm just saying, I can do it. Okay, so when we went to Georgia to see family, and we ordered some fried chicken, some deep south fried chicken. We went into the restaurant to pick it up, you know, gave them our name, and they said, we'll call it when it's ready. And all of a sudden, they said, Wooten. And Patrick gets up, he walks up, and there's another fellow that walks up at the same time. What, two Wootens in the house? Both about to fight over some chicken. And when it happened, all of a sudden, they knew. They were like, whoa, we have the same last name. But then something happened. They started talking about it, and they discovered that they were actually family. I know. It was so cool. The other guy emailed Patrick, gave him this whole family DNA, this whole family history, all the way back to the uncle that moved to Texas. And, you know, and who knew that we would be here, too. And so he discovered that they were family. I thought that was really amazing. And as I talk about family today and us being family, you know, the church family is, we're joined together, but how did they know that they were family? How did Patrick and this cousin know that they were family? Anybody? Yeah, their name? A name may not be enough, right? You had the same Smith name and you're like, no, they are not my family, right? The bloodline, the DNA, right? That's how they knew. They had aunts and uncles, grandfathers that were the same, and they were connected by the bloodline. Well, that's just not for your earthly family. For our church family, as we talk about today, and I'm talking about our church family today. Patrick about to preach my message. I'm about to take him down. About to, you know, clothesline him. Whoa, hold on. So if y'all didn't know, my family, we watched wrestling when I was growing up. So we're going to talk about family, and a family is the church family. We're also joined by a bloodline, but not just any bloodline, a divine bloodline, the blood of Jesus. The truth is that Scripture says that we were adopted into that bloodline. We are not Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. We are not. And so God said, I'm adopting you. He said, I chose you. I'm choosing you. You will be my child. You are in my family. You now have been adopted into the family. He treats us exactly the same, no different. He says, I got you. I'm your father. Come and lean on me, and I've got you. And that's what's really amazing about the church. He chose us outright. He didn't think twice about it. He just said, you're mine. I got you. Come on. Be my child and hang with me. And I don't know, when I think about that, I think about brothers and sisters in church, you know, and I mean brothers, you know, like UHS at the end, and sisters, UHS at the end, and how that just takes me back even to my childhood, when we used to call each other brother and sister. Anybody in this house remember a time when we would say, Sister Wooten, right? You would say, Brother Wooten. My pastor was Brother Thompson, Sister Thompson. Everybody in the church, I would call them by that. And I always thought it was just out of respect. But by golly, it is biblical. It is straight out of the Word of God. It is straight out of the Bible. Scripture says it, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And I, when I feel that little old school coming on, I think to myself, man, God, where's our brother and sister stuff again? Have we forgotten? We need to talk brother and sister again. We got to start greeting our brother and our sister, you know, and knowing that we are a family in this room. And God is, His hand is on it. His hand is on it. It's purposeful. But when there's even someone in this church today, I won't call her by name, Miss Linda. And she still calls me Miss Sister Jody. And it makes me feel like I'm a part of her family every single time, because I am. I am. And she means it. And it's all because we're family. Y'all, I want to start with a scripture in Galatians 28, and it says this. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. There is no longer a Jew or a Gentile, a slave or free, or male and female, for you are all one in Christ. He said it doesn't matter what station you are, what culture you are, what color you are, where you were born, where you came from, who you are, what your lineage is. It doesn't matter. He said it doesn't matter your socioeconomic status. You might be slave or free. Slave meant I owed somebody, or you were in the condition of being subservient to someone else. But it didn't matter if you were a slave or if you walked in freedom and you didn't owe any man. You still are one in Christ. And He called us that. Every man, every woman, we are all one in Christ. Gosh, I love that scripture. We are children of God. We're of the same Father, brothers and sisters. And y'all, it's more than going to church together. I love coming to church. Man, I love my church so much. Man, I cried over COVID on Sunday when I had to sit in front of a TV. I miss my people. Y'all are my people. And that's what family is. We should say, whoa, those are my people. I love them. I want to be with them. And I want to serve with them. And it's more than that. It's a big old family. It's a big old family. How many of you have been to a family reunion before? Oh, yeah, y'all know what it's like then. Okay, y'all know. So you got those people that they're the planners of the big event. They're like planning every detail. Here's a sign-up sheet for this. Here's doing the entertainment. Here's this and here's that. And then there are always those people that say, oh, no, I'm just coming for the food. Right? It doesn't matter. But y'all, it didn't matter why they came. What mattered is that they were family and they were connected. When you come on Sunday morning, when you come to small group, when we serve together during serve week, when you come to serve the homeless and we work together, we're just one big old family. We're just one big old family loving on each other. You know, Scripture says that He wants us to gather together. He wants us to come together. He said, because we need each other. We need each other. And so that throughout the New Testament even, the disciples of Christ, saved and baptized, they were called brothers and sisters all the way through the New Testament. All the way through. They used this Greek term called adelphos. And it meant brothers and sisters. And in Scripture throughout, in the New Testament, it was used over and over and over. And it meant family. It meant family. And there's a story of Jesus when He was with His disciples, and someone came and knocked on the door, and they said, yo, Jesus. Well, that's how I read it. And they said, yo, Jesus, your brothers are outside. Well, they meant his earthly brothers. And Jesus looked, and He said, no, no, no. I'm with my brothers right here. My brothers are with me right here. And what He was saying, in a sense, is that these brothers are important, but these brothers are for eternity. These brothers are important. And Jesus even regarded them as such. It's that bond in the New Testament that grew the New Testament church. That bond, that spiritual divine heritage that grew the New Testament, that linked them together, that said, we're one, we're one. And so we're all called brothers and sisters. So even Paul in Scripture, and Timothy, and Philemon, and all the way through the books of the Bible, they said, they greeted in their letters to the churches, a brother and sister. Over 340 times that Greek word was used in regarding family and how they greeted one another. Jesus said it. Whoever does the will of the Father will be called brothers and sisters. We're family, y'all. We are family. So I have an object lesson. Did you get your links right here? I asked three people to come up here with me real quick. Y'all want to jump up? Run, you got to be fast. Here we go. All right. They're young. They're fast. All right, so they're going to come up here. Y'all are just going to stand across that little section right there. How about that? Beside each other. Hold up your links, people. All right, so everybody has a link, right? Through the blood of Jesus, we are linked together. These links are just like you. And before we're saved, before we're baptized, people get baptized. If you haven't been baptized, be baptized. It's scriptural. It's biblical. Jesus wants us to. But before you're saved, you're all by yourself, right? You guys are not connected, are you? No. Before you're saved, before you're baptized, you're not connected. And then all of a sudden, the day that you give your heart to Jesus, what happens? Go ahead, connect. Connect them to each other. Connect them to each other. Make a circle. Make a circle. Make a big old circle. Spread this circle out. Make it big. May the circle be unbroken. Come on. All right. We got a big old circle. Look, you give your heart to Jesus and all of a sudden we're linked. But you see, these links are not just links. They're the blood of Jesus. They're this divine connection one to another. That when you get saved and you give your life to Him, you're baptized, all of a sudden, we are linked to this one big old family. We are family, y'all. We are family. And so it doesn't end there. I want to read a scripture to you, and I'm going to hustle through this because I know y'all got Mother's Day stuff to do. But this is twofold. The first purpose is a family looks out for one another. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 through 12 says this. We're going to skip on through to a family looks out for one another. And Ecclesiastes says, two are better than one because they have a good return. If either one of them falls down, what happens? They get help. Someone's going to pick them up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. And if we lie down together, we're going to stay warm. But how can we keep warm alone? Can't do it. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And finally, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. When you are all by yourself, you can break up and you can be all by yourself and alone, and Satan can take you down. But I want you to know, when there are three of you together, that your cord is not so easily broken. When we are connected together, we are a family, we are joined together, and nothing can separate you from the blood of Christ, from the love of Christ. That is the word right there. Nothing can separate you. So now they're going to do this really quickly. Did you guys ask two people? All right, so I'm going to ask you to break those up. I'm going to ask those people to run up here real fast. Can you guys come up here if they ask you who they were? So they invited two more people, each of them. So come on up. Come on up. So as they're coming up, I want to remind you of the songs that we did in the beginning, right? We're family, and we're here for one another. But as the song said in the beginning, family, they look at one another, and they say, whoa, I got you, babe, right? I got you. Y'all going to form a big old circle together. They're sharing their links. Do you get it? They're sharing the links, right? They're sharing the blood of Jesus. They're sharing their testimony. What happens when you share it? Your circle gets bigger. You see what's happening? Their circle gets bigger. So then y'all are going to spread out your circle. Spread that circle out. Whoa. Did you see what just happened? The circle grew. That's what happened in the New Testament church. As they started sharing the love of Christ, the Holy Spirit came down. The day that the Spirit fell onto the people in Acts, all of a sudden the church grew by thousands. And shortly after that, it grew by thousands again. And this is the power of a circle, of sharing the blood of Jesus with someone. It's more than just a family, you guys. We are here, like the song said, I got you, babe. We're all in this together. Lean on me. We are family. All of that together. That's what it's all about. Amen. But it's more than that. This is the last part. It's more than that. As they shared the blood, the circle got bigger, right? But right now, they're looking inward at each other. Do you see it? They're facing inward. Now, as a family, we take care of each other. We have to see one another. We have to take care, pick people up when they fall, love each other. Y'all, that's what Celebrate Recovery does.
Yeah.
Every single week. If you need help and you have fallen and you need to be picked up, then come and find a brother or a sister that will lift you up, that will help you get rid of that hang-up in your life through the blood of Jesus and the fellowship of the brethren. And they will. That is a place that you can feel loved and accepted. But I'm telling you right now, biblically, as you share the love of Jesus. So now I want you to do me a favor. Can you turn the circle inside out? So that means you climb inside and face outward. I know that's weird. You're like, Jody, that's weird. That's weird. That's weird. Oh, man. You see it different? You see something different? Are you getting it? So now they're looking outward. They're like, I got your back right here. You know, that's how soldiers look out for each other back to back. They're like, we stand right here and I got your back. Nothing can get to you because I've got your back. But not only that, they're facing outward. They're looking outward because Jesus said in the scripture to also go. He didn't just say, stand together and lean on me, help each other. He said, invite other people into our family. Mark 16:15 says this, go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to the whole creation, and that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. He said, go and proclaim. He said, share your testimony, build the kingdom. And so now we got each other's back, but you know what? It's more than that. We got the blood of Jesus, the good news, the gospel, and we're about to spread it to the world. You ready? We're about to multiply our family. Y'all, we got something good. We got the best thing going. You believe it? Salvation, the blood of Jesus. There is nothing better on this planet than the blood of Jesus. If you need help, healing, salvation, joy, deliverance, the blood of Jesus is the key. And here it is. We're about to share it. And so as I close, and I'm going to end with this, and how do you end with this? All of this, I can't help it. So much joy up in this, Jody. I can't help it. So I want you to take your link and connect it to the people beside you. Y'all, thank you so much for sharing the love of Jesus. Y'all can go. You can leave it right there if you want. All right. I know it's 11:31 and I'm done. I'm closing up shop right here. So here it is. I hope that you've connected to somebody. Perfect. Thank you so much, Andrew. Thanks, y'all. You're good. All right. So this is how it's going to end. Y'all, I want you to imagine this. My real vision was this. Hard to make this happen inside of the building. I want you to close your eyes just for a minute, and I want you to imagine this for me. Imagine that every one of us, that we walk outside together in the parking lot, that we connect all of our links, facing out, the blood of Jesus is on the outside, linking us together, covering us, holding us in the family. But in that moment, as we have each other's back, as we're lifting each other up, when someone's hurting, we pray. When someone needs food, we deliver. When someone needs encouragement, we give them a word. We're there for each other. And then in that moment, as we feel like a family, go ahead and look at the faces of the people in that circle. Imagine who's right there beside you. Feel the Holy Spirit right there amongst all of us, pulling us together, creating unity, connection, friendship, sisterhood, brotherhood. Your brother right beside you falls down, and guess what? There are two people on both sides to reach down and pick them up. You are not alone today. But in that moment where you know, you feel confidence that you are a part of a connected family, the Word of God speaks. God speaks to you, and He says to every one of us, as in the upper room, as they were in one accord, one mind, and God says, go get them. Go get them. I hope you're seeing what I'm seeing. Sure, the chain can break, but you're going to take some of those links with you, and you're going to go get them. I just see that circle just spreading out to all of South Irving. I see that circle spreading out to all of Irving, to Dallas, to Fort Worth, to New Mexico, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Y'all, the blood of Jesus cannot be held back. Block the world out and listen to the voice of God as He says, go into all the world, proclaim the good news, but start right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. And you can open your eyes. So I just want to encourage you in two ways this week as you leave here. First of all, I don't like the word homework. Homework sounds so bad. Did anyone like homework growing up? We hated homework. I'm a teacher. But guess what? This is what I encourage you to do. You get to do this week. This is what you get to do. The first thing is you get to pray and ask God, who in my family of God needs me this week? Who in my family needs me? If you ask God, He will show you. That I am confident. Who can I serve, Lord, in my family this week? Food, prayer, encouragement, joy, lifting them up, loving them, someone to sit with them, someone to pray with them. Y'all, there's no guilt that goes with this. I am not perfect. I have missed it so many times. But what a family does is we forgive, right? We forgive each other. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself, I want you to ask God, okay, God, who can I share my testimony with this week? Who can I give a link to? You realize that the church family never grows unless we share it. And you might say, well, I don't know what to say. How do I say it? What do I say? Well, first ask the Lord and He'll tell you. But if you ask Him and you're like, oh, I don't get it, I encourage you to say these words. Hey, can I give you something? Hey, can I give you something? I just got this in church on Sunday, and you know what? I once was lost, but then I found Jesus, and since then my life has never been the same. Hey, would you like to meet me at church on Sunday? I'll save a seat for you. Boom. Y'all, these links, I hope that they remind you this week that you're a part of a bigger family, that we love you. And that brothers and sisters, we have each other's back. And it's okay to bring back some old school church and start calling each other brother and sister again. Man, that's biblical. I'm just saying, that's biblical. And scripture even says, greet each other with a holy kiss, but whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's don't go that far. But I encourage you to find a way to fellowship and to reach out to and invite people to come and be a part of our family. God is doing something here. There are people that need healing. I know of two ladies that have cancer that are working through that right now, and they need healing. They need people to fast and pray. There are people that I know that were in the hospital just yesterday, and they need God to heal their body. There are a woman that just lost her husband, and she needs fellowship. She needs support. I don't know what you're going through today, but as we close, I'm just going to pray. And first of all, if you don't know Jesus, we want you. I mean, we got a big old circle. We got a big old circle just waiting for you to just jump in here. And we want you to be a part. We're going to say the sinner's prayer, and I'm just going to pause a minute, and I'm going to let you pray that today, because I just feel like it's something that you have to say. All you have to say is, Jesus, come into my heart. I want you today. Come on, let's close our eyes and pause and just wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. If that's you today, share it. Share it with someone. And we want to be here to support you as a church family. The other thing is, I want to pray that God will give us all the desire and the passion to share it, to tell someone, man, we have the best thing. Y'all, this isn't just about an earthly family. This is about an eternity, spending eternity together, making it to heaven. And Jesus is the best. He's the best. We got something so good. How can we keep it all to ourselves? He loves you so much today. I want to pray for you, quick prayer, and then we're going to close out in prayer. We are going to celebrate our mamas today. Amen. God, I thank you for my church family. I thank you for the bonds that we have. And God, I know that you are working in us. Lord, this pandemic has isolated so many people, and I just call it out right now that this need for one another, that we will step into it and we will lean on each other, that we will call a brother when we need it, we will call a sister when we need help. Don't let pride keep us from looking weak, because God, your word says that when we're weak, you make us strong. Father, I pray that you connect us divinely, spiritually. We just thank you for that right now. I pray that as we leave, that our church will begin to pray for one another even more, and to lift one another up, fulfill the needs of one another. God, speak to us today. Lord, help us to share it. This amazing gift that you've given, help us to share it. It's good, God. It's so good. So good. Amen. Everybody said, amen. Amen.